Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low, turn the lights down low, and listen to the master's radio.
Operate in security and the civil defense measures as requested by
the boy. Yes.
On the wheels of steel.
This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off. Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I'm chocolate like a bar, but my name is not Roseanne. My skin has a pigment reminiscent of a tan. I plan to grow dreads, but first a nappy fro. The longer the hair, the easier to scare a foe. It grows from my head till it covers up my face. People look and stare when I walk into the place. This is just a taste from the funky human being. Raven, surrounded by the people who would stab me in the back. My skin is really brown, even though it's labeled cause I wear bananas. Forbidden in LA, but I wore one in Atlanta. I chiseled up a sculpture to compliment my clone to give me ulcers. Hanging with the brothers who are tribal in their ways. Well, this is how I like to spend my day. And it pays to steal a groovy sample from the archives. Use my mental staff to eliminate a bonfire. Still gather papes like my man Michael Forbes. Pondering my life as I look into my orbs. Shade of green like my brother Billy Bixby. I utilize a sample that I salvaged from the 60s cause I'm picky. My meal must appeal to me like Morse. Far too many fraudulent opponents in the force. I fall into the gap when I need to purchase clothes. Easy on the fads cause the poses always pose. I suppose they will bite, they'll try not to show it. I came very plain and they're feeling rather loaded. I ditched all the beads cause my needs seem to differ. Me and CMP are like the Gill and the Skipper. He will use his clippers to give himself a fade. I give my fro a sheen with a smidgen of pomade. I laid in the shade and I greeted mix a place with a rhythm and a rhyme, and he said that it's a twist from the ordinary, everyday, continual assumption that R&B and rap makes a winner. Guess who is coming through for dinner? A native-like brother with a passive little style that most certainly will smother. Suicidal rhymes with apocalyptic tunes. I will drink a seltzer while you dabble with the wounds and giggle when I see your liver shrivel to a prune. I'm the funky human being, not a monkey or a coon. Assume that the style's funkadelic in the 90s. Della's living fat as I leave a phone behind me.
I like it.
show up by night. The vibe holds the tribe and it keeps it real tight. We give each other weight instead of saying hi. And that's the first feeling when you feel the tribe vibe.
The sun set, moon rise, stars shine. I knew it was time. Tribes got together, you heard the jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle. Coming from all angles, I heard the bongos.
The bongos?
Bongo beats from the jungle. A ritual. Fire in the middle, I chant a little riddle. I saw a man on the side taking pictures. The sum of us never paid him no mind. Click, click, flash, flash, boom, bash. Smashed up his camera, weak in his stamina. We didn't kill him, we painted him black. Put him down with the tribe, put him down with the pack. Took his gun and took his rifle. Changed his clothes and told him to sit still. He tried to run, but there was nowhere to hide. But at the end he gave in because he felt the tribe vibe.
As Chandu the magician is playing a dangerous game. He has deceived the malignant Roxor into thinking him an Egyptian sorcerer, and Roxor has engaged him to perform two feats of black magic. Chandu the magician. Thank you.
tickles you down to the toes. Yeah, the kind of love you have with that special somebody that you just can't do without. If you've been, then you know what I'm talking about. It's not that kind of love, you know, where you just get the hots and then you know, say, hey baby, see you again. But that kind of love where you can really get down with that somebody, fight, cry, true love is all I'm talking about. And it's the only way. Whatever you do, it will happen to you. Have you been in love? Love so deep and true. Not that kind of love. Kissing and hugging and saying we'll see you again. But that kind of love. When one and one is one.
special equipment for this microphone junkie. Cuts up on the fader with the hand slipping elbow. Sees my DJ, she keeps the beats moving. Yeah, it sounds funky.
I whipped up this nasty little soiree over at his friend Wyatt's house.
Soiree, what?
Soiree, honey, I think that means, party. Party. You know, there's gonna be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that. No, just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals.
there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. We'll be right back.
chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your guru. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Planting seeds. That's the way it is. Thursday, March 17th, 1977. This is the Boy
Jazz.
Good night.